Hi, my name is Gord. I'm 57. I'm a husband, father, and grandfather. I am a burn survivor. I'm here to tell you my story. I'm not here for any sympathy, but hopefully to spread hope. It was Saturday, October 31st, 2020. I had a bit of a rough night and felt like doing absolutely nothing. So my wife and I got up, made some breakfast, and spent some time enjoying our food, especially our coffee. So my wife decided it was time for her to go do some chores. I decided to go say hi to a friend. So an hour later, I left his place to come home. I got home just in time to catch my wife as she was going to get some supplies and probably more candy because I think I may have ate just a few too many again. I thought I might as well fix the small fuel leak coming from my vet, but I had just parked in my attached garage a few days earlier. I had plans to do a few mechanical changes to it, so I put it up on jack stands. Now, it was a bit of a cooler morning, but it started to warm up, which was going to be great for all the kids out there who were going to get their fill of candies. Well-deserved sweets, right, all you mums and dads? I won't go through all the details of what happened next, but as I was lying under the car, the fumes from the fuel leak hit the heater and lit up the car and myself with a vengeance. A few seconds later, as I was burning, I got up and found myself on fire. Now, a lot of stuff goes through my mind, and I said, stop, drop, and roll. So I did, and it didn't help. As I stood up, the flames engulfed my jacket and were now burning my face and head. Breathing was hard. All I could do at that point was scream at the top of my lungs in a blood-curdling way. It was at that time I thought I was going to die. So I asked God to take care of my family. If this is the end, or to let me live, and please get these flames out of my face. Then somehow it happened. I was able to remove my jacket and immediately could breathe normal. Now I remember that earlier, that when I went under my car to see what was indeed leaking, my jackknife happened to fall out of my pocket. So I reached in my pocket, grabbed the knife, opened it, and began to cut off clothes that were on fire. That was great. I all of a sudden realized that the gas-fed fire under my car was getting larger and hotter. Next, I found myself stumbling on the stairs to get into my house. Then I asked myself, how did I get over here? I proceeded into my house, which was my escape route, and headed outside to my front steps. I then again started yelling for help. Help! 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 As loud as I could. A few moments later, a neighbor that was hanging his Christmas lights came to my rescue. But my right pant leg and boots were still burning. I couldn't cut or do anything because my hands were so badly burnt and I was in so much pain. I yelled to him, put it out! Put it out! He took off his jacket and proceeded to try to put it out. This wasn't working, so I handed him my knife and said, cut it off! Just cut it off! He did, and then finally, I had no more fire on me. I was taken to the Foothills Hospital by ambulance with about 30% of burns to my body. They had to wait for 3 days for the burns to mature. At that point, I sent my wife a picture of my burns, especially my face. It didn't look like me. She said at that point she realized I was actually a burn victim. Since no one could be there with me due to COVID, I struggled with the emotions, loneliness, and fear of the unknown. Wow, that was tough. Then 2 days after that, the doctors were able to do my first skin graft because I was finally able to open my mouth wide enough to be intubated. Two things that hit me the hardest were that my wife couldn't be there to support me and help me with some of the little things, like trying to remove a plastic lid half a small container of hospital food. With bandaged hands and burnt lips, I got it somewhat figured out. Many times, though, I had to wait for one of the very busy nurses to come and help remove the stupid bits. Number two is not being able to share my feelings of pain and guilt for what happened. FaceTime didn't work well in the hospital most times, but talking to a little black phone with my wife's voice at the other end wasn't enough. It helped, but it wasn't enough. Yes, lots of guilt, regret, and concern, especially for my wife. I put her through a world of heartache and pain. I need a big hug so badly it hurt, and I know she did too. There's nothing greater than love, the love of a wonderful and caring family, my wife, and of course God. I've been a born-again believer for most of my life, starting at camp as a youth. Feeling God's presence was amazing. While at times I felt very alone, especially with the thought that if these burns turned too bad into an infection, it could take my life. He was present. Thank you. These challenges were hard and tried my faith many times. I finally said one day, while lying in bed, you win. God, you kept me alive for a reason. Please show me what's next in my life. It's going to be exciting. I've struggled with putting my life back in order, as I still have pain on most days, nerve pain and muscle pain, as I'm trying to build my body physically back to the point it was before the fire. So please, 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 find someone to talk to. Life is so special and wonderful, we need to make the most of it. Find a counselor, friend, neighbor, pastor, family member, or someone who's willing to listen. If these are all challenges for you, there are professionals out there, support groups you can join to help. I just recently got in touch with the Calgary Burn Survivors Group. I, too, have many questions that need to be answered, and there's something special about talking to someone, like in my case, that's been through a fire. I look forward to these times. I look forward to the hope that these other people that I don't know yet can offer me. Never give up. Your mental health is as important as your physical health. And yes, one can affect the other. Please seek help. I believe I have some PTS at times. Out of nowhere and while doing tasks. I am a journeyman motorcycle mechanic who's terrified of gas and heat and such. I know I need help. I've taken the first step in saying I need professional help. It's hard to go tell strangers your fears, weaknesses, and guilt, but they are the ones trained in being able to reset the brain back to some form of a new normal. Being able to accept my new life will take time. My life will never be the same, but I sure plan on it being a good one. So my title for this talk is Refined by Fire. In order to do this, is to realize there are some big steps that need to be taken. Number one, am I a victim? What everything and everybody seems to be against me? Are you? Or am I a survivor? When I mentally make that statement, I am a survivor, both physically and mentally. Sometimes I get up in the morning and look in the mirror and wonder, who am I now? But I smile and say out loud, I survived. I'm going to continue to survive. Then, push through the pain and changes that are yet to come. Some will be easy, some will be very challenging. I hope that part of my healing process will be to talk to others about my feelings and tell my story like I am now. Maybe through this, I can heal. And hopefully, be able to encourage others, anyone in need. To give hope to someone who is dry or drained of hope would be wonderful. If we all do our part in the caring department of life, it can make this a wonderful place. In these days, as of late, there's a lot of healing and understanding that needs to be taking place. Hope is there. Take the steps to find it. and join me in pursuing happiness through living as a survivor. Thanks for listening, and God bless.